This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Black Lives Matter movement gained momentum this spring when video emerged of a white Minneapolis police officer killing George Floyd by kneeling on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Videos of other acts of police violence against blacks have also emerged. All of this led a group of Macomb women to question why police in their community don't wear body cameras. The women did more than ask questions. They started a campaign to help raise money for the equipment. The campaign is called Because We Care. Two of the group's four organizers are black and are the daughters of former police officers. Vanessa Houston says that helps her see how cameras can help officers and the public.
I have that insight of how things happen as a policeman, but I also have the other side of, with him being the first police officer of color here in Macomb, we got calls to our house, we got threats to our house and that kind of stuff. So I also know that side of not feeling safe too.
Houston's late father, Bill Thorpe, became Macomb's first black police officer in 1961. She acknowledges body cameras won't catch everything that happens at a scene.
But I think it's better to have some footage versus just relying on what this one over here saw and what that one over there saw and what somebody else told somebody else and that kind of stuff.
Houston believes police and those they're interacting with might tend to be on their best behavior if they know they're being recorded. Kara Arude is the group's other daughter of a former police officer. She says her father, Theodore Jefferson, was the first black police sergeant in Monmouth, so she does not agree with negative stereotypes about police officers.
I'm used to, from seeing my dad at work, seeing the positive and the impact that he had in the community. So I feel that it's a win-win for people of color and the police officers.
Arude says the fundraising campaign has ruffled the feathers of a few people who question why the public should raise money for the police department. She's heard comments such as,
I've seen the budget. There's money for the cameras. Take it out of my taxes. Why should I contribute? You don't necessarily have to. It is a choice. But also know that the body cameras are for the very people who are having, you know, issues with this campaign. It's for their protection as well.
Body cameras for police officers have been available for a few years. So why aren't Macomb cops already using them? Police Chief Kurt Barker says he likes to do his research before making such purchases.
The Panasonic body-worn camera that we're going to be fielding is going to be at least the fourth version. So you can see how it's progressed this quickly, because they started fielding that maybe 5 years ago and we're already on the fourth version. And you never want to be the first person to go in and take that initial equipment.
Barker says the body cameras will integrate with other Panasonic equipment the department already uses, including cameras mounted in squad cars. Barker thinks the body cameras will be good for officers and for the public. And he believes the members of Because We Care have their hearts in the right place.
They have always come forward and tried to work with us on all their reform efforts. And this is just one step to work together and to help get this through and build trust.
Barker says Because We Care's fundraising will help his department buy body cameras more quickly. He hopes to have his officers using them by next spring. The women say the pandemic prevents them from holding in-person fundraising events, so they started a GoFundMe page. That page says they have raised more than $28,000. Their goal is to raise $33,000, which would cover half the cost of buying 25 cameras, the software, and the installation equipment. The group also has a Facebook page where they pose numerous questions about body cameras, and they share the responses provided by the police department. The group's Sarah Shopper Salazar says that as a white person, she grew up with a favorable impression of police, but she now recognizes it's not that way for everybody. That's why she got involved with the body cameras fundraiser.
It takes a little bit of sacrificing on my husband and I's part to be able to make a contribution, but when I think about it, I would rather do that for the benefit of my community than to just ignore it There are people who are talking about their experiences, and they're not positive with our police.
But Shopper Salazar also emphasizes police are not doing all bad or all good. She says they're just like anyone else. She says we all have things to work on in our jobs, no matter what it is we do. She hopes body cameras make police better and help ensure everyone in the community feels safe. This is Tri-State's Public Radio News.